Trying again.
Beep!
Oh, sorry.
That
don't hit that button
lizard
anymore.
Now we have to keep it clean.
How's the tournament going today?
Yeah, until it doesn't stop. I'll just keep it going.
Yeah, how did the tournament go?
Marvelous.
Good, we had 21 people.
Good.
Whoa. Got finished, I think, about 15 minutes early even, wasn't it?
Don't ask Bill and I. We'll be swearing at you all night.
I think Bill is happy it's over. His phone is not ringing constantly. Yeah.
He went over the minutes, huh?
I don't know.
But Scott and Bill were on the same team. Guess what their name was?
We're the Mullet Crew.
They were BS.
BS, there it is, BS.
What was that shirt I wore today? What did it say? The mullet cutting crew or something?
Are we ready?
Yeah, we've been ready for 56 seconds now. It's still recording, yeah.
George, got your time ready?
Yep, I already said 8:10, but I can change it.
We have 1 hour.
Okay. I'll call the meeting to order. Here in Iowa, we have Scott, Bill, Steve, and Lori present. On the phone, we have Michael, George, and Bob.
You just don't want to say George Michael, do you?
Want me to? Pete hasn't called in. He said he would try if he could, and I think Lynn is working right now, so she'd try to check in later if she could.
George making all the president broke her pen.
The cover.
Oh.
All right. First order of business is the meeting minutes from the last meeting on October 2nd. I'm glad everybody had a chance to read them over. Are there any comments or additions to be made?
Great job, George.
Thanks.
You look good.
Need a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes.
I second.
All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Raise your hand.
That's approved. Okay. Unanimous approval here. Next order of business is certification programs. Are there any new requests on it? Anybody else?
No new requests.
Oh, that's done.
We're going to move here.
Status of corporation. Michael.
Okay.
How's our checking account look?
Actually, the checkbook looks pretty good. As of 12/31, we have $1,232, which is more than what we've usually had at this time. A lot of that last year was because we were spending some money for the NERSA conference. We did pay our NERSA bill, thanks, Steve, on 10/16. We should have probably paid it a little earlier, but they were kind of nice enough to let us pay a little later.
Well, they have not gotten it earlier?
Usually we pay that around June or so. June, August.
Okay.
So, but that was only really, and then we paid the website bill. So those were the two big expenditures for this last 6 months.
Okay.
Do you know what NERSA is, Bob?
Not a clue.
NERSA basically is the intramural sports division for all the colleges in the United States. So we're an associate member there, meaning that we have access to all colleges.
Oh, okay.
And most colleges do play volleyball.
Okay, cool.
And last summer, two summers ago, they had a NERSA conference at the Minneapolis Business Center, and we had our own booth.
Those dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think this last summer it was in Austin, right, Steve?
Yeah, in Texas.
Do you know where it's going to be next summer?
Too far away to go.
Oh,
too expensive.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be on the East Coast.
As far as the treasurer's report, obviously we have enough money in there coming up for the next tournament run, which is good. The next thing to kind of look at is T-shirts. Usually we'll purchase some T-shirts coming up in the next couple of months. So I'll talk to Lori about that. Usually we'll try to, determine how many sizes, because the larger sizes cost some more money than the lower sizes. So we always try to come up with the right proportions of sizes and stuff.
We're worth it, though.
Yeah, those t-shirts really last. Oh, yeah, I like the larger shirts.
So small, medium, large, extra large, and Steve size?
And Steve size.
Yeah, 10.
Don't worry, Mike. A couple years for you, buddy.
I got the mid-year statements done. Our fiscal year, as everybody, I should let everybody know, runs from, it ends at April 30th, and then we start the new fiscal year May 1st, and then our mid-year ends at September 30th, and then we start. It's just because that's how our year goes. As far as Minnesota's tournaments are, usually we kind of end around end of April. So that when I talk about fiscal year, that's our cycle.
But that's going to be changing off because our tournaments probably won't be ending in April anymore.
That's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Our fiscal year isn't going to change.
No, fiscal year won't, but that statement probably won't hold true because, I mean, North Dakota still has snow on the ground in April.
We're supposed to have snow on the ground in June this year.
Oh, wow.
Right. See you in July.
So basically, we actually have money in the checking account, and the only big expense coming up is T-shirts, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's the treasurer's report.
Great. Well, that should take care of upcoming bills then, too.
Yeah.
NERSA, are we done with that?
Well, I found out some information. I was on the phone with the American Volleyball Association for a few hours this last week.
How does that come under NERSA?
You'll find out. And they said, we can't figure it out. We've sold 800 sets of anchor bolts for new courts. 800 sets.
Wow.
In the last year. They don't do any promotion.
Right.
So,
word
how
of mouth.
Do you think people found out about it? Maybe from the NERSA convention that
yeah.
we attended? And there was a spike of 800 sets, 800 new facilities, or 800 new nets went up last year. So we don't see it locally, maybe, but at the national level, just volleyball.com sold 800 sets of anchor bolts. Huh. So and a set is 4. So that's a lot. And I think that we had something to do with that at that NERSA convention.
That NERSA convention was pretty cool.
It was. I still hear those cups on my sleeve. What are they called? Speed cups? Speed stacking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speed stacking.
But I just wanted to mention that. So, I mean,
I think that video worked out.
Things, but things are happening behind the scenes. So I just want to mention that.
Okay.
That video worked out pretty good.
Which one?
The one that we were handing out at the convention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
George, you're up with that database that you created. Or started.
I created a database.
Yay!
Yeah.
Just started the shell. It's just to track players and playing locations. And that just started with the player assistance email list and started with information that we got from there. So if there's address or phone numbers or whatever, I use those. And it's in Microsoft Access. And we can expand number of fields or whatever. I just came with a bunch of fields. I don't have a copy of anything right here to show people. But I think, Lori, did I send something you and Steve?
I sent it out to, I think, Steve and myself, but I...
We read it, yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, you read it.
I'm not even sure I have access on my machine yet. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, well, wow.
Can you send me a copy, George?
Sure, yep.
And then you gave out...
Oh, I sent... I got the 2007 database from the NERSA convention of everybody who said they were going to be there, which was about 1,900 contacts. And I sent that to Lori to be included in our database.
I thought you, George, didn't you get that too?
No.
No, I don't remember.
Just you.
Oh, I couldn't even download it.
It's huge, but it's...
My dial-up didn't like it too much.
Lori uses dial-up, everybody.
Welcome. Wow.
That's about it.
So there's a lot of information on there. You can break out each state and has their name, their address, their phone number, their title.
Okay. And we have legal access or legal, we can legally use the stuff that's in there, right?
Yes, because we paid for that list.
Okay. Then we'll have to look at it and maybe pull stuff out of there or somehow incorporate it into ours.
And we're already using that list for contacts, okay. By the way.
Well, somehow we'll have to try and incorporate it into ours. But one of the big issues with the club database is trying to keep that thing up to date. But that's something we'll need to work on.
For the record, Steve doesn't do databases.
Okay. All right.
Just wanted to get that, George?
I can.
anything else on that, George?
Nope.
Okay.
I was going to say I could send a copy. Bill asked for a copy. Bob, too, maybe?
Yeah,
and just in case. And just in case you want to get, I'll send an Excel version or whatever in case you didn't have access. But just so we can build more members in there.
Well, actually, we're going to need one copy of that so that everybody can have access to it so that if they want to update it, they can, and we don't have to keep trying to forward the updated copy around. Is there...
Well, we could post it on the website, but somehow we need to password protect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll work on that.
We'll need the action item, George.
Plus, he'll need access software.
Sure. Right? Steve has to do databases, doesn't he?
No, you have password protect the file.
I will see if I can do that.
That's what we're going to need if we're going to, because we should have just one location.
Right.
On that database, because Bill could add to it, Bob could add to it, because Bob can use this in North Dakota, we can use it down here for Iowa, and they can do their own type of mailings if need be. So let's do that.
Okay.
You got that as an action item, right, George?
Yep, Steve to do.
Thanks.
All right, joining in the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits.
Yeah, I was supposed to do that. I have not done that. We are going to join. It costs $50. And the reason why we're joining is because we can go in there, attend meetings, and learn how to get grant money.
Yeah.
And how to do things the right way.
So that'll be another expense, but that's pretty much of a minor expense at $50.
It's $50, yeah.
Per year?
Per year.
Okay.
You get a lot of inside information. But you have to attend a lot of meetings.
Get that down as an action item, too?
Yep.
Steve to do, yeah.
Okay. We talked about the research of copywriting of wind material logo the last time. Pete did look into this a little bit, and we do have claims to the pictures that we put on our website. And if we do find out that they're being used in a offensive manner, we do have the right to write the webmaster of the offending site and ask them to remove that. So we'll have to try and keep of a a lookout for the use of our material elsewhere so that it's not used inappropriately in any manner, shape, or form. And I will try to write up a generic letter that we can send out if we do indeed find it being used in places that we do not think it should be used in. So action item, George, for Lori.
Okay.
And I think that's about it on that.
So that picture we have of George from 1968, we own the rights to that?
What picture, George?
You can have it.
Copyrighted?
Oh, that.
I got that picture yet, George, that you sent in when you first became a board member. You were in, like, ninth grade.
Yeah.
Yep. It's in black and white.
That was my 12-year-old.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you sure, 12?
You look the same.
I thought he was in the school.
I'll post that on the web so everybody can see it.
Yeah. All right. We also have talked about looking into getting grant monies. Pete checked into this a little bit, and he came up empty-handed on that. Bob, you had mentioned that you had done some local grants in your area. What kind of grants did you go for? Maybe we have something that we can do here, too.
Well, when I was mentioning that I'd done local grants, it wasn't for volleyball. It was for music for the band that I was in, a community band, things like that. I did do some checking. I called our Bismarck Parks and Rec and talked to the head of the volleyball department or the organization, and she said that there is a grant through them, but it's only for capital projects like school playgrounds, things like that. And I did some more checking on that, and it is indeed just for that. So as of right now, I have not been able to find anything for what we're looking for any projects, you know, small projects or organizations like that.
Okay, so you checked with the Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Should maybe suggest to Pete to see if he's done any checking there. I don't know where or what he has checked into. So that was that's a suggestion that we could make to Pete.
I've got a couple other places that I've just been thinking about that is basically a foundation that was set up by this elderly couple that really loved helping the community. So I'll have to check into that and see if we can tap into any of that, but I'm going to probably guess not, but I'll give it a try.
Okay. How do you go about getting information on potential grants? Where did you look?
Most of it was word of mouth. For the band, it was, you know, this is where we've gone before. Try that again. One, we have a MDU. It's our local or a regional electrical company or the power company, and they do a lot for the arts. But I don't know. I haven't quite figured out how to fit volleyball into something like that.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep us posted on that.
Yep.
Volleyball season and tournaments for 2008-2009. Minnesota tournament. Steve.
We have cut back on our tournaments in our location this year in order to have more in other parts. I think we're looking at having 3 or 4 this year. And right now we have 2 scheduled in Iowa. And we'd like to have a state tournament in North Dakota this year. If the snow is gone by June. So, but Bob and I have been talking about that offline about, it's really strange because the seasons down here in the Quad Cities, they seem to be 3 weeks ahead of us in the season. And, for example, George starts playing volleyball April 5th, I think, up there, right, George? First week in April.
And snow melt.
Freezing sometimes. But when I talked to Bob, he said that your volleyball season doesn't start until, like, middle of May.
For the summer, yes.
So we have, it's the season
thing I'm trying to get used to. There's quite a difference between where we're at now down in Iowa and Bismarck. So there's some work, the scheduling needs to be done so we can address this properly.
Okay. Well, you'll work that with Bill and Bob, right? I'm trying to get our schedules down.
Oh yeah.
Because once we get our tournaments set up, we like to keep them at the same time every year so that people can plan. So if we find out that the first weekend of May works well for North Dakota, then that's the time we'll use it. If it's not working well, then we'll just make a few adjustments and try to get the right time that would work best.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, Bob, that snow that you sent down to down 94 down to Minneapolis,
yes.
I brought that all the way down here to the Quad Cities.
Did you?
With us. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Minnesota Volleyball League, George.
Yes.
How's that going?
Wake up.
Not really great. I mean, it's been slow picking up people. We've set it up for two flex leagues. So the intention was sign up to the day, you know, noon that day for playing that evening. And we would just randomly select teams using the random generator that evening. Well, we haven't had enough people showing up, at least on Tuesdays, to make it worthwhile to even have to, you know, just pick teams based on one court, who's there. You know, it's no big deal. So we've had, I think, 26 people that signed up for the Tuesday league, and I don't know, like 15 or something, I think, Steve, on Thursdays. That's the people who signed up, at least.
Yeah.
But turnout hasn't been very good. I don't think we had more than one court, so no more than six, maybe seven at the most on Tuesdays. And I don't know if Thursdays had better luck. But I don't know. First impression was we've got people playing on Wednesday night as well. And it's a considerable size group that's playing on Wednesday that I think several people don't want to play multiple nights per week, especially consecutive nights. So looking ahead to like next year, I wonder if we might want to try to spread out our nights of play more. You know, like maybe a Monday or something like that. And I don't know, Fridays would work, but just to get more people.
I suspect Fridays won't work in Minnesota.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But do you think that there's actually more people playing this year, George, just in they've started their own groups? Like, for example, on Wednesdays, sure, the Flex League has got one court, but there's a lot of courts in use from volleyball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Different people are playing within their own groups. So, yeah, you're right.
I mean, for example, on Tuesday, was it Tuesday league came in or was that Wednesday?
Wednesday.
You know, a guy who usually plays with us on some Tuesdays, he brought in six additional players, and they have their own group. So, I mean, we have a lot of players, but they're broken off and doing their own thing.
Right, right.
I think overall we've gained a lot of people, but they're doing their own thing.
How's it working out with being having people respond to an email by such and such time? Are you getting response? Are people cooperating with that? Do you know ahead of time?
Yeah, so I haven't really had surprises as far as somebody showing or not showing that we didn't expect. So to me, I think it's been pretty much on. I mean, people say they're coming, unless it's a weather problem or something.
Okay.
No. And on the agenda, it says Minnesota Volleyball League. This is just at one club. It's Central Courts. It's not Minnesota.
Right.
There's many, many leagues in Minnesota. This is just at one club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our home court. We play at Central Courts. But there's other places that have leagues.
George, when does the second half of the season start?
Well, that's the thing. It's just gonna be like one consecutive season. The whole there's no sense of breaking out because we don't have standings and things like that. The teams aren't set, so it's pretty much just continuous.
And if we want to play, then we should just give you an email, let you know when.
Yeah. Yep. So I send out the notices. Whoever showed interest, you know, in emails each week. I try to get them out like the Friday before the next Tuesday. So
okay.
People have a weekend and a weekday.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Iowa Volleyball League, Bill?
We started our second session this week so that we can push the tournament we just finished today. We ended up with 9 teams on Tuesday and 7 teams on Friday, which were down 1 team each from the first session. Some people just didn't like it. It wasn't exactly what they wanted. And don't know the reason for the other people that come back. Are there maybe possibly injuries?
What were they looking for?
I'd just been bugging to try it, and they chose to try it. And they didn't want a single game, so. They didn't, they played with 2 girls and a guy instead of the normal 2 guys and a girl. And
it's tougher that way.
I didn't always have the same girls there the whole time, too.
But at least they tried it.
Anything else?
Nope. We've got a new guy in charge at the fitness center. His name's Matt. Can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not even going to attempt it. introduced him to Steve and Lori today. So he's the one we talked to as far as the tournaments now out at Eldridge Trek and Fitness.
Yeah, and this is all at one club too, right?
Right.
I mean, there's other facilities in Iowa too, but I mean, to have that many teams at one facility is pretty good.
That's it.
Okay, on to the tournament.
We just finished the combined age tournament today. We had 7 teams. We were able to split it into 2 divisions. So we had an upper and a lower. We had 3 teams in the upper and 4 teams in the lower. And Steve, Laurie, and my brother-in-law Bob won the upper division.
Well, what was that, Bill?
Craig, Terry, Terry, and Kerry won the lower division.
Bill and Scott and Sherry were in the championship match and lost to Steve and Laurie and Bob.
Brother-in-law Bob.
George, Mike, don't say anything. Don't rub it in. I know that's twice now. Shut up. Get George laughing. It was tough. Told you, George.
Bill, you said 7 teams?
7, yeah.
Okay.
We started out with 5 as of went. Well, we started out with 6 and went down to 5 and went back up to 6 and then went up to 7. This was all as of Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Then we went back down to 6.5. And so we had to call some people this morning to share a spot. All the people that were backed out because of injuries and see if they couldn't combine and make it through one day.
This is the toughest tournament to have. Bill's cell phone was ringing constantly. Does everybody know what a combined age tournament is?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And it is the toughest one to get people, teams to play.
Before I forget, George, Karen is talking about coming up to Minnesota regardless.
To kick your butt.
Actually, I think she wanted to team up with you and Ollie again, so.
Really?
Just to put a bug in your ear.
I thought her boyfriend played.
No.
The doctor or somebody?
He doesn't play.
No. Say, Bill, who'd you say won the other bracket again? Terry?
Yeah, Craig, Carrie. Terry
and Brad.
And Brad.
Terry and Brad were sharing a spot today.
Oh, okay.
And for the record,
the injured Brad?
Yeah.
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 The oldest team today won.
And guess what the name was?
Team Gerotto.
Oldies. The oldies won today.
The oldies, right?
We didn't set a record, though.
And Craig did not wear his ball cap.
Or his blue shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
It hadn't washed it yet.
No Illinois. All right.
He didn't know who he was.
Orange.
Orange.
Big, a big pumpkin over there. Jeez. We'll put the pictures on the website. You'll see them.
And right. The tournament's going to be March 6th, 7th, and 8th, which is our state tournament. The sixth would be king and queen of the court. Seventh would be men's and women's, if we can ever get enough women's teams. And then the eighth is co-ed.
And it will snow.
Yep, we'll be coming down. I'm sure it will snow. Keep your snow up there, Bob.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hey, is it cold up there, Bob?
No, actually today it was in the 20s. It was beautiful.
Up above zero or below zero?
Above zero.
Oh, okay.
Is that it, Phil?
Yes.
Okay, Bob, you're up next on your North Dakota volleyball.
Oh, is that what you call that? Oh, God. We tried our first league this year. We decided to break it up into two divisions, a beginner/intermediate, which is going to be co-ed with three people, and then an advanced, which would be co-ed with two. The beginner-intermediate had a whopping two teams sign up. They played for 2 weeks and decided, well, this is worthless. You know, they're only playing each other back and forth, so one team dropped out, and so then, you know, that league fell apart. The upper league, the advanced league, had four teams sign up, so, you know, that was pretty decent. But then one woman went out with a hamstring injury for a while. We lost another one to a broken finger. Then three people decided that they didn't realize this was a league, so they called up and said, well, can we just postpone it till next week because we have other things that we'd rather do? What? So our league pretty much just fell apart. Tomorrow is our final week of our league because we have it set up in between the volleyball seasons and kind of overlapping on either end by a couple weeks. So I'm trying to set up a meeting with the head of the Capital Racket where we play and start setting up the next session, which will start, I'm going to say probably middle of March and go through early to mid of May, which would then coincide with what we're hoping to do for the North Dakota State Tournament early May. I still have to get that okayed with Capital Racket. But other than that, the advanced players that were playing liked it, found out from a lot of people that they weren't playing because we played on advanced was Sunday afternoon and the beginner intermediate was Sunday night, and a lot of people didn't want to play because of football.
Oh.
So that was kind of disappointing. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do for the next session. If, you know, if we're going to try to do it, you know, set up teams again, or, you know, I can't remember who it was that was mentioning the whoever shows up and then draw names at random and play that way. You know, that might be an option too. I'm not sure.
You said you played on Sunday. Is that a bad night for most people, or do you think that's a decent night?
Well, for the last, I'd say about 6 years that I've been playing, that's when we get together is Sunday afternoons, the core group that I'm trying to build off of. And 6 years ago, we were getting 18, 20 people showing up, and we had every single court with three or four people on a team. Now we're lucky to get, you know, seven or eight people. So it's kind of dwindling, but I don't know if it's because of that or I don't know. You know, it's hard. I can't play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night because that's volleyball nights. And so if we overlap, we're going to suffer those weeks. And if we don't overlap, we have a very short season.
Yeah.
So pretty much Sunday is our only option. So I'm hoping that this time, now that football's over, Sunday will be a little bit easier to sell people on.
Okay. Alrighty. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. History timeline, George. How's that going?
History. Is that activities thing I sent that they were just tracking win events, meetings, et cetera?
Yep. Kind of keeping track of what we've done and just a condensed version so we didn't have to trying to figure out where our dates are.
Yeah, where Steve lost things. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I sent something around. You didn't get it probably, Lori, with dial-up and stuff, but I just sent it around yesterday. Just an update from October through December on some more events. I don't know if anybody else saw that.
We all have here.
Saw it. Looks Michael, good.
Yeah. So I just
it
like
did.
Three things I put on there, but I could have missed stuff. So when you guys get a chance, take a look and see if I'm missing anything. The ones I put down were October 21st. I had the start of the leagues we did in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. Tuesday and Thursday. Then November 2nd had the King and Queen tournament at Capital in Bismarck. But I didn't put anything about winning and all that stuff because I didn't have the details. So if you want to get me that information later, I can put that in. I know Lori got the most points. I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah, but the winners were Bob and – help me out here, Bob. But
Jody.
They were the official winners.
The official winners?
I actually did not participate in the tournament.
Okay. And then December 24th, what was it? Oh, I said thanks for the laptop, the Win laptop that I'm using right now to do the minutes on.
Oh, okay.
Among the other things, but keeping the database and stuff like that.
It does have a dial-up modem and a tube, George, if you
It does. I do have that option, so I have to communicate with Lori. I can use that. Right.
Keep telling you, you got to make sure that landline's plugged in.
but yeah, I'll send that around. Well, I sent it around already, so I guess if anybody wants to take a look at that, see if there's anything to add from activities I might have missed.
Yeah, I'll send you some comments, George.
Okay.
Really, there's a couple of things, I guess.
All right.
Thanks for keeping that up to date. Okay, last time I had mentioned about each state having their own logo, kind of mentioned it in passing. Wanted you guys to think about it. Any comments, ideas? Do you think each state should have their own logo? You want one full-blown logo and that's it? Or?
Well, we have an official corporate logo.
We have an official corporate logo, but would each state like their own? Hmm. Bill says no. Bob, do you think North Dakota would eventually like to have their own? Or?
Oh. You know, if everybody else does, we will. If nobody else does, there's no need to. I think we should keep it unified or the same.
He's louder.
Uniform.
Hey, uniform. There we go. You know,
okay.
There's so few of us right now. It's hard to say.
Okay. All righty.
But that being said, if we do decide to do it statewide and you need help, Mel would be more than happy to help out.
Does she know you keep volunteering her for these things?
She's got to do something.
Oh, is she there?
Wow.
No, she's not. She's babysitting her cousins or our nephews. But no, she, what was it now? 3-4 months ago, she was playing volleyball and threw out her back. So she's not doing any playing right now. So, you know, anything that keeps her involved helps.
You mean that keeps her from driving you crazy because she's bored?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Isn't that given?
Just nod your head, Bob. Nod your head.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind as more states come online. We can always revisit that issue or question again.
Our goal kind of is to add one state per year per playing season. And I'll be working on Wisconsin here shortly.
Okay. All right.
So did Minnesota not have an interest in logo? Why did I miss that? You said Iowa didn't, but.
Well, Minnesota never really gave a voice on that, but I think we all need to follow the same lead.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody either has their own or no one has their own.
Right.
So as of right now, Minnesota wouldn't have one either then.
We should just have George's logo.
We do have Bob, we do have a logo called George. And
named after board member George.
It's I'll send you the picture. It looks like George spiking the ball.
Melissa has it.
Yeah. That character was named George.
For a reason.
Yeah. And it wasn't the hairstyle.
Was the wristbands?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. I think they're missing, though. It's the wild pants, shorts.
Yeah, whatever. That's our unofficial fun logo right now.
Yeah. All right. I sent Melissa past ideas for T-shirt designs, and she has been busily working on them. And she sent a rough draft, and I emailed the copy out to you guys, even though it was a little late. And I'd like some input on these designs. See how you like them, if you'd like to tweak them a bit, if there's one in particular that everybody would agree on, we can go with that. So let's start with the one in the upper left corner where it says WIN and it says Volleyball Information Network and it's got the oblong type ball.
Up, just the upper left.
Did everyone get this? Because I didn't get it from you.
I assumed you, well, I was going to send it to work, but figured you didn't have it. You couldn't get to your work. And I assumed that you had a copy from Melissa.
Yeah, I do. I just have to find it now.
Okay.
The truth comes out.
I mean, I have to just read her emails? Come on.
Okay, we're not going down that path at all.
Yeah.
So, George and Michael, while Bob is busily looking for this email,
yeah.
What do you think of the one?
There's a lot to choose from on this page. They're quite good.
Yes, they are. They are all good. Is there anyone in particular that strikes you a little bit more than the other?
I kind of like the bottom one. The far bottom one was kind of cool. Do we have WIN and then apostrophe WIN? Is that part of the name?
Exclamation
mark. Yeah, exclamation mark.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, that should be on there.
Okay.
Just the fact volleyball is misspelled.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah.
There is no E in volleyball, Michael.
I know. I do that all the time.
That's why I like it. Checkbook again.
And I keep changing it and sending it back to you.
I should.
Come on, red markers, red markers.
Yep. Well, I like the last one. That one's kind of cool.
So, Michael, you like the bottom one?
Could this be taken offline and just the T-shirt committee pull us offline instead of doing this live at a board meeting?
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
we can. I just was trying to do it while everybody was. But we can. I can send out an email to everybody asking each and everyone's opinion on it.
Who is the T-shirt committee?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I thought it was just pretty much Michael and myself at the moment. Is that right, Michael?
Yeah. One thing else to note is that it costs a little bit more for color. So the more different colors, the more expensive it is. Is that right, Lori?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, it's not significantly more costly, but it is going to up the cost a little bit more. We try, and then also the size of it, and then whether you want it on both sides of the shirt or not.
This is for the back. The logo.
Okay.
WIN logo would still go on the front.
Okay.
On the back.
Do you want the year on there or no?
We do because that kind of tells you it dates the shirt for you because these are usually handed out during the state tournament.
Do on the front and the back or just?
Oh, so it would just be one.
Okay. Yeah, and so then I think this last year we just had it on the front. We didn't actually put anything on the back. So this would be way different than what we did this last year.
Correct, but it would be in tune with what we've done in past years.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few comments saying that the T-shirt was rather plain.
Mm-hmm.
So
Well, we were kind of trying to cut costs last year because we didn't, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money going into the next year.
Correct.
So we were kind of looking for something really cheap.
For the record, our treasurer actually is an accountant.
Okay. accountant.
In one way, we're lucky, but, you know, on the other hand, you know, he's an accountant.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take this offline, and then I will pull each of the board members for their opinion, voting on what one they'd like to see, and then we'll go forward from there.
I would like to make a motion here, though, and take a vote on this. I move that we empower the T-shirt committee to make a final decision on design and on cost without bringing it back to the board.
You mean once we